Hello.
Oh, hi. This is Tina from Local Splash. Is this Hugo?
Yes, it's me. Huh?
Hi, I was following up regarding your account and the cancellation request. Yeah, so in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, we cannot cancel an account with a past due amount. So there's $199 due in order to cancel the account. But the good news is you're catching it on time, because come December 10th, it'll be past due for $398, and that will continue to recur until this cancels, you know, until it settles. So last time I spoke with you, I was trying to tell you that Google was requesting a PIN verification, and that's why you weren't getting the best results, and then you hung up on me after the technician sent you that code. But I'm telling you, if you get that Google listing verified, even if you end up canceling...
I'm just trying. How come you guys charge me? I didn't receive in.
So we've been
right.
sending you notifications that that step is needed, and we've been calling you to let you know, because you did agree to a month-to-month subscription with an automatic renewal each month on the 10th.
I agree,
so,
but if there is any project coming up for you, like if any other company, you know, this is what something, you know, this is the whatever contract, jobs are from clients. I mean, why not, right? Everybody wants to make it money. It's not just you, not just me. Everybody wants to make money. But we'll make sure need to send any contacts from any company or any client, you know. But I understand, so.
Yeah, so. I don't want you to spend $199 a month either and throw it down the toilet. I want you to get results, right? Because, you know, if you're spending that money and you're getting clients and it's paying for it, then it makes sense, right? So I want that for you too. But if we're sending you messages and voicemails and letting you know that Google's going to text you a little code, and then if for some reason that step's not getting done, our hands are tied. It's kind of like if I hired you to come do some home improvement in my house, but I was in a gated community. And then every time you came, let's say you came 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times, and every time you came, I would ignore you when you're trying to get in the gate, and I wouldn't give you the code. And then you might eventually call me and say, hey, you know, you gave me a deposit, and, you know, the rest of the deposit is due if, you know, if I signed an agreement or something. And then I'd say, but you're the worst handyman ever. You never, you know, did anything in my house. And you'd say, but I was there. I was trying. I was calling. I was texting. I was leaving messages. I was emailing you. And that's the thing, is we've been reaching out to you so many times. And even last time we spoke, James sent you the code, but you hung up on me, so I couldn't get it back to him.
Yeah, but
so,
what's the code do? I mean, you guys takes me in process like an hour or an half an hour. Like, like I said to someone, they call me, I don't even know to use computer. I try, but I didn't even know. So I need someone to help. From there, I don't do anything else, you know.
Yes.
Only
so,
my job, all I can do is hammering, making a lot of drywalls, doing, you know, a lot of carpentry work, but I don't do a lot of computing. That's the thing. So.
Okay. So let me explain it to you.
That's why I explain to one of you guys. That's why I tell one of you guys the first time he called me. But if that's the thing, if you guys want to charge me, that's fine for me, but money is the money, but I'm just trying to explain you that's not correct. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, I understand where you're coming from. And believe me, Hugo, that with the subscription that you're on, you are on a month-to-month program where you can cancel at any time. The problem is that in order to prevent the next month's charge, you have to cancel within 3 business days of your billing date, which is the 10th. So for some reason or another, you and I talked after the 10th regarding the missed payment. And then, you know, that's when you started relaying that you wanted to cancel. And my hands are tied. I can't do anything about it now because there's a past due amount. But I can help you out on the back end if you're willing to. And what I mean by that is, you know, we can collect the past due amount, and you don't have to do it today if, you know, things are tight. But once that processes, I could give you a service credit for next month. So next month would be free, and you would be paid in full all the way until January 10th. And my objective in doing that is to give you plenty of time to get that PIN verification knocked out. I could have my technician send that to you again right now. We send it over to Google. We get your listing published. And that way you can start getting some return on investment. And, you know, come January 10th, I'm confident that you're going to love it so much that you're going to keep it. But the nice thing is if you don't want to, no problem. Just call us a couple of days ahead of time and we cancel it out, and you won't have to worry about any further charges.
Yeah.
So let me
see. I'll let you guys know.
Huh?
I'll let you guys know because I'll let you guys know anyways. But thank you so much.
Yeah, please, because if not, it will, you know, reoccur another charge December 10th and another charge January 10th, and it eventually will affect your credit and your business.
Whatever you guys want
to. Yeah, and I don't want that to happen to you either, Hugo. So, you know, the main thing is to get you on the first page and get your phone ringing with new clients. And at this point, we can't do that because you haven't completed that phone verification. Now, my technician is available to do it right now. So if they send you that 6-digit code right now, can you read
it? So what I need to do before then?
Just look at your phone, and you're going to get a text message from Google, and it's going to say, this is your verification code, and it's going to have a 6-digit number. Just read it back to me, and then my technician will submit it to Google and get that listing verified for you. Okay? So what's happening
and
behind
that, what's mm-hmm. next?
Then
after
what
that,
happens
what's next?
After that is that Google will let us know, congratulations, that number worked. Now the listing is in processing, and that processing takes 3 to 5 business days. And after that, they'll communicate with us whether it's going to publish on the first page or whether there's another step available. But right now, that's the step that they're offering. And just to let you know, what they're doing is they're protecting you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have a valid business in the area. So Google recognizes that your phone number ending in 4496, that is a valid business, you know, associated with San Pablo, California. But they want to make sure that before they do any revisions on it to get it on the first page, that it's actually your business and it's not some big corporation trying to step in, because, you know, once they do that, they could try to take the clients away from you. So that's all it is Google's taking that extra step to make sure that, you know, you're the one that gets published because your number is the one that's associated with the business. That's why if that big corporation stepped in and said, hey, I'm, you know, this company and we want to get on the first page, they would say, okay, we're going to text the code to the number that's associated with the business, and that corporation wouldn't be able to get in and steal those clients because the number is not the number that they would get the code to. So what is the code that you just got texted, if you could read it to me?
Yeah, after the 7 days, from that 7 days, I'm going to receive any clients from you guys, or how I'm going to get people?
Well, we don't know, Hugo, because first page placement typically takes 45 to 60 days, and you were probably at the 45-day mark when Google requested that of you, because let's see when the first one went out. The first one went out.
Nope.
on October 2nd, right? So you, no, hear me out for a second, Hugo. You signed up on September 10th, okay? And then October 2nd, they were requesting that step from you. So you were almost 30 days in. So if you would have done that step back on October 2nd, you would have already been verified and on the first page because you were going to be within the next 2 weeks of that date. You were already almost at the 30-day mark, and it only takes 45 to 60 days. So that's what I'm saying. Like right now, you're at the point where when you get that code back to us, you're going to pick up where we left off at the 30-day mark, and then within the next couple of weeks, you get verified again. And that's why I'm saying that I'll give you a service credit for next month once you get the payment up to speed, just to kind of help you out, to give you that free month to kind of compensate you for the lost time. Because that code, it should have been sent back to us on October 2nd, not now. You know, I know it's not our fault that, you know, you were not being responsive to us, but I still, you know, just in good faith, will still, you know, give you that service credit if you decide to continue. You know, that way, let me just see here. I want to see what...
Yeah, unfortunately, I think, okay, because it's going to take a while by the time you guys take me money. You know, it's okay. But thank you so much for your time and your
but,
call.
But you would definitely be ranking and getting...
$100, $200, that's fine. But like so, I said, I don't know how many times I'm going to repeat that. But like I said,
here's the thing, Hugo. If you stop the process now, it's almost like you took the $400 that you already spent us and threw it down the toilet because you never got your listing verified, right? So that's all I'm saying is you might as well get the most bang for your buck. And even if you decide to cancel, at least get this code back over. So at least at the end of the day, you have a verified Google listing that's live. Because if not, you know, you kind of didn't get any value from it at all. You know, one option that I can give you if you want to is we could cancel the program.
It's like 2 months. Who's going to, I can't wait 2 months, you know?
No, I didn't say 2 months. I said first page placement takes 45 to 60 days, but we're at the 30-day mark right now with the code that was just sent to you. So now it picks up at the 30-day mark, and it's going to be within the next 2 to 4 weeks, probably even sooner, that you're ranking and you're getting client calls. So with that being said, you don't have to pay for the December payment. That one's going to be free to give you time to get the results, right? So there's nothing I can do about the past due one. That has to be settled. But the next one would be free so that between 2 weeks from now and January 10th, which is your next billing, your phone's going to be ringing and you're going to be capturing client calls. So you're going to have plenty of time to recoup the money that you spent. But that's what I'm saying is since I can't do anything about the past due amount, I can at least help you out and give you a credit for next month to kind of help you so that you have more time. That way, even though, you know, you were kind of ignoring the request for that PIN code, you know, you're going to get some value out of it. Did you get the text message that he sent you, by the way?
I didn't check. I'm driving.
Okay, try to check because I think they expire in 15 minutes when they send it to you. They have a short expiration date. So you can put me on hold if you want and just look.
I think, like I said again, they are fine. I'll think about it. I'll let you guys know. And we'll go from there. But,
okay.
Like I said, thank you so much for everything.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I just want to let you know it's going to continue to reoccur charges until it settles. Do you want to maybe consider canceling the program?
Like I just said, it's canceled. I don't know how many times I'm going to say
Yeah, but in the in your signed agreement that we have with your IP address and the timestamp, you agreed to the automatic renewal each month on the 10th, and the only way to prevent that charge is to cancel within 3 business days of that date. So we can't cancel the program with a
past
due balance. So that's the problem. You know, either way, that has to be paid in order for me to do a cancellation. There's one thing that you might want to consider where I can cancel the program and you can keep the website, and that's just $49 a month for the hosting of the site. So, you know, some people, you know, I'm not supposed to reduce a past due balance from $199 to $49, but if you think that would work, I'll get it overridden for you. Have you seen Hugo's or HugoHandyman.com?
Thank you so much.
Have you seen your website, Hugo?
No.
Oh, okay. Let me send it to you. There's a big orange banner at the top right.
So thank you so much. I got to go because I got a meeting next minute.
Okay.
So thank you so much again.
How about send...